Oh.
So I thought to start this one off, I could do something really funny. Like I take a popular song, and I turn it into like a parody of it, where I sing about having gay sex.
I didn't okay. clap.
Hold on, cool. The PA is coming over here. I'm sorry. Okay. What town? Oh, fuck. Well, I mean. I'm sure they haven't done it that much. Like, we could just do it and no one's gonna... It's like, it's not like their thing,
that's
right?
Good.
I'm sorry, every episode? Every single episode. Fuck. Okay, back to the drawing board, I guess. Back to the fucking drawing board. Anybody else got an idea?
No, you interview yourself?
I was actually thinking you could do a song about...
Oh, no, that's after the song.
You could do a song about being gay and having a small penis. Like, that might be, like, a new aspect to the gay sex part. Has anybody done that?
Yeah.
You not be nasty.
No, okay.
I don't know why I would sing a song that's a lie.
We have a gift.
Come
on.
What's up, everybody in the house tonight? What's up?
My Max from Twitter. My Twitter ad is at MaxCoolFriend.
All right. My name's Dylan. I'm at MF Unlimited. Like, motherfucker.
Hi, I'm Ben at Goblin Warlock. The second O is a zero.
Ezra Dadunga.
My name is Philip, and my ad is Sludge _ Worm.
And I'm Zach. My ad is I Need Top with 3 P's.
This episode is partnered with the Pepsi Cola Corps Back the Dew charity. Every dollar that this podcast raises goes directly to getting a Mountain Dew Code Red in the hands of one of our brave law enforcement officers.
That's
awesome.
Inspirational.
And
let's
now,
go.
Now, that's
Can I ask
part,
a question?
That's the only part. Hold on. No. That's the only part I have to explain myself first here, because that's the only part that I have to send in to PepsiCo. So right. Basically, what I'm hoping here is that the cops are gonna like mistake their gun for the Code Red and like put one through the roof of their mouth.
Why?
Why does it taste like red?
Why is there no Mountain Dew Code Blue?
Yeah. I think Code Blue is something that happens in a hospital when you can't breathe, so that might have like a connotation there.
Okay. Who wants to introduce the guest? Dylan, you want to introduce Jack?
We have Jack Gell. Is that?
Yep, you got it. 100%. I love the second guest like right after it too. Yeah. But yeah.
Maybe it was Jack Gell.
No, it's not actually. You got it right the first time.
Okay.
All right. Well,
are you ready for Philip's big reveal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm on my beekeeper!
Oh, yes. Philip the beekeeper.
Alright.
Philip is in his beekeeper suit.
He's in his beekeeper era.
Yes.
Do you have like the smoke gun?
Oh my god.
No, but I have a smoke gun, but I have a sword.
Alright.
Those bees trying to pull some shit with me, they're getting sliced in
half. Oh my god.
You should have a colony that's only queens. You should be like an experimental beekeeper.
Yes, queen.
Yeah.
Like some kind of like Latina bees.
The beekeeping helmet is going to protect you from the gun. How are you going to put the gun
in your knife to his head?
Oh, yeah. No, oh, God. God damn it.
The gun can go through the fucking screen, dude.
Philip, aren't those also really hot?
It very easily can. Oh, yeah. I'm like over. I'm probably going to pass out.
Just be
well,
black.
That's everything I have.
You said it, pal.
It's all up on you guys now.
All right. Philip's just gonna turn his mic off and just sit in silence for the rest of the episode.
Yeah, I'm just gonna watch and definitely not jerk off.
Just okay. Silently smoking. We have Jack Gill from the One Star
Not wearing
here, coming in live.
You didn't even tell
us
your
slump
parody
idea.
Yep.
Jack.
Well, it's dark, but yeah.
How are you doing? How are you feeling tonight?
Well, it's still sunny here in host Chatlavania, because we're still recording in host Chatlavania.
Yeah.
True. I'm great, honestly. Happy to be here. You know, just Tuesday night, drinking a beer. I'm having some laughs, you know what I mean?
Yes, can sir. Check. Nice. Can check.
Yeah, can check.
Can,
I mean,
everybody.
Hold on. I got a koozie on this thing.
Can check.
Oh, all right.
But, I'm drinking a white a little,
I don't have a can. I have my phone here.
Yeah,
that's not a can.
Curious iPhone. Sucking that sweet
yeah,
baby
I'm getting, race. I'm getting pissed off.
Nice, man. Nice.
Southern style.
I have a ruler here. You don't want to know what this
let me
is.
Get
that's another thing that's not a can.
Drink it through the beekeeper helmet.
What was that?
Jack, what's it like having the can check from Philip?
No, go ahead.
What's it like having the only podcast in Nebraska? How's that?
It feels really great. I we use it as a excuse to just talk about Omaha and Lincoln like a lot. If you haven't noticed,
leverage.
Yeah,
is it popular? You know, with your friends there.
My friends all listen to it. Most of our people that listen to the show do not live in Nebraska, so it's like I don't know. We hope to kind of give a good representation of what we're like, because most people are like, yeah, it's corn and a big highway.
Think anybody lives in Nebraska.
I thought that was the one that was in Canada.
What about the Canada?
I'm just realizing now. I don't know. I thought you were talking about the one that was in Canada.
This is the first he's hearing.
Nebraska,
Omaha, Canada.
Oh, I haven't been to that many states. I haven't been to that many states.
You mean Ottawa, Canada?
Have you ever seen a map?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, Alaska.
Jack is from Omaha Beach, Normandy.
Yeah, Omaha Beach. We're from France. Yeah,
crawled out of the ocean.
Yeah, so I got a super French accent. Like a lot of people, it's like interesting. We have so many American fans because a lot of people just can't understand my accent. But
Nebraska, I got the Nebraska draw going on. Oh, yeah. The Nebraska Bayou.
Yeah, I got the Omaha Beach French draw going on.
I come from a long line of corn farmers. You know how much blood was spilled on these dang cornfields, boy? How much trouble I went to get these dang government subsidies? I'll kill you where you stand.
Oh my God.
CRT corn.
That's basically what I hear whenever I listen to One Star.
Yeah, because Noel and I are both, sound so much like that.
Foghorn legs.
Better generals.
Yeah.
It's definitely not like
I'm watching freaking Looney Tunes.
Now, I'm just a small town podcaster from Nebraska.
Yeah, I was talking like Foghorn Leghorn.
I know a thing or two about corn farming.
Yeah. Now I'm just a simple country femboy.
Like 90% of the podcast I feel like is about like commercials from 2004 and like McDonald's and Family Guy. So
CBD.
And I, you know what, I love it
so hard.
You mentioned McDonald's probably every episode about rewatching Family Guy every episode.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen Family Guy a lot just because I'm a degenerate and that's just what I love. But our most recent episode that came out yesterday, we had a huge discussion about McDonald's. So if you guys are looking for something else to listen to after this, check that out. It's called McDonald's 3-in-1.
Have you guys ever seen the McDonald's cartoons? Have you seen the McDonald's cartoons?
Oh, from the 60s or from
what the fuck? No,
what was that?
The 60s. It's from...
I think I've seen like a clip of the McDonald's cartoons. Like I haven't definitely not seen an entire episode. But
for some reason, one of my friends has them all on VHS, and he had a VHS player. So we were at his
house. What color are the VHS tapes?
I think they're like orange.
Oh,
they might be yellow. They're some crazy color.
Yeah,
but we like watched 3 or 4 of the episodes at his house, and they were all like 45 minutes long. It was very strange.
Is that where Grimacy comes from? Like,
I think so.
Is that like a cover of a Christmas song?
Grimacy is Grimace's Irish uncle. He's green and he wears like a shamrock vest.
I'm sorry.
Is that real?
I would kill him so fast.
There's a lot of Grimace lore. He's from a place called Grimace Island.
I hate Grimace, honestly.
Grimace Island is
what is Grimace?
Same chain as the Virgin Islands, next to Little St. James.
I was gonna say, you don't want to go out there. I don't think.
Yeah,
it's completely uncontacted. If you try to go on there, they just throw French fry spears at you.
It's like a bunch of like the fry guys, which are like the little puffball dudes, and they're just like they're just murdering like evangelical Christians coming to try to like burn them.
Stay out of the ketchup bogs. Do not go into the ketchup bogs when you're on Grimace Island.
Yeah, but instead of Christians, they're like diet people trying to get them to stop. Being so unhealthy.
It's people coming from Panera Bread to try to convert the people of McDonald's land.
Shit. Oh, fuck. I dropped the Pepsi. Oh, no. We're cool. I almost spilled the Pepsi inside the pea suit.
That's worse than getting a bee in there, probably, is having just hot, sticky Pepsi inside your suit.
Well, I mean, it's kind of the chicken or the egg.
Yeah.
How is it like the chicken and the egg?
Because you get Pepsi in there and then you get bees.
Yeah, the bees are bound to come. Yeah, when they get a lick of that sweet
speaking
Pepsi.
Speaking of having bugs inside of my clothes, I have a couple stories.
Okay. What?
That's a horrible segue.
Every time, Max. Okay.
Nobody is interrupting.
Speaking of having bugs, ahead. Max, I'm going to rip your head off of your body, and then I'm gonna dunk it in a fucking basketball hoop. Okay. I'm gonna server mute you.
All right. No, go ahead.
I swear to God. Speaking of having bugs inside of your clothes, I have a story to tell you from yesterday. I was outside doing yard work,
mm-hmm.
and I saw that I left my hoodie like against a fence below my porch. The last time I was out doing yard work, and there's like a bird feed thing above it, and the bird feed's like falling down into the hoodie.
Okay.
And I didn't notice, and I put the hoodie on. It's like, oh yeah, it's a little cold out, and I just felt like the word like crawling all over my body.
Oh.
And I ripped the hoodie off, and there were like 100 earwigs just crawling
oh my
all
God.
Over my chest.
Oh my God!
Like nested inside of the hoodie. But wait, it continues. So then I went and did my yard work. I like dug a trench and then refilled the trench. And then I went and took a well-earned break. I grabbed some watermelon from inside the house, and I went and sat down at a table. What I didn't notice was that a spider egg just hatched underneath the table.
Oh.
And I felt another crawling sensation, and I looked down, and there were like 100 baby spiders just on my leg.
That's the worst.
So I had to shove it in a bush and just shake it around. Max,
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to kill you.
Well, I'm you know what?
I can't think of like a place where there's a lot of bugs. Do you live in a place where there's a lot of bugs or something?
Do I live in the bug dimension? The answer is yes.
You live in hell, Philip.
I do live in hell. No, I love where I live. It's really cool.
Where do you live, Ohio?
Where do you live, exactly?
Yeah, what's your address?
Washington.
Oh.
State in the woods.
You're washing tons of guys' butts. You're outside doing yar work. That's you're looking for booty like a pirate.
I'm doing a service that no one else is doing. I'm washing a ton of guys' butts. That's right.
Oh, yeah. No.
They're washing their wow. damn washing their dang cracks. You know how stanky those things are?
Come on, this is disgusting.
No, I'm sorry if I offended you, Jack.
Disgusting. Come on.
Okay. I was just going to kind of piggyback off that story a little bit. I currently have a war of two concrete ants, like colonies going on in my driveway right now.
Oh, shit.
It's insane. Like the last 3 days I come out and there's like new gigantic piles of dirt that they've like dug up in the cracks between my like slabs of concrete on my driveway. And then there'll be like giant piles of ants killing each other. It's insane. I've been enjoying it a lot, but you know, they come in my, I'm leaving them alone, but they come in my house. It's nuclear. Like I'm destroying them.
That's
like,
incredible.
You don't want to interfere
with that at all? No.
There's like very little that like gets me like insane. But ants inside of my house, like, I lose my mind.
Yeah.
My mind. If I have bugs in the house, I need to, like, destroy everything.
Yeah.
I'm not really scared of spiders. I'm not scared of spiders or ants or, like, any animal that I should be afraid of. I'm not really scared of bees. The animal that I'm really scared of, or, like, the bug that just terrifies me is, like, a cricket. Or a grasshopper, just because they look weird. They just look dirty.
Oh my god.
Like, at least, yeah.
My
I just got some salad.
Some salad?
Okay. Yeah, I just got some lettuce from the store yesterday, and I opened it up. Tons of grasshoppers inside.
Oh my god.
But I already started eating it.
Oh, so did you finish eating it?
I put some on my sandwich. Well, yeah. I finished the sandwich, but I didn't eat any more of the lettuce.
My college dorm, my freshman year of college, it was on the first floor, and like during the first
rag,
like the first month of school or whatever, like August, we would get crickets that came in through the window, like through the screen, into the room. So like it would be in the middle of the night, and there'd be like crickets chirping from inside the room.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's awful.
And I'd have to get up and like turn on the lights and try to find them because they were so fucking loud. They were like, there was one that was like huge and it was just deafeningly loud. So I really had to find that one and just compromise it to a permanent end.
Yeah.
I had a
similar experience. Go for it.
No, go. Okay. I used to stay at my grandpa's lake house.
That was Max.
Was it Max? Okay. Oh, well, I looked at the wrong thing.
I used to stay at my grandpa's lake house growing up, and like my mom and my brother and I would sleep in this like annex bedroom that was like not part of the lake house. It was like this little shack off to the corner, and there was like the screen door. And what we would get like in the summer, like when it got really hot, we would get like damselflies, dragonflies, and cicadas just like coming in through the screen door, just like sticking to the lamp, just like staying on the lamp. And every single night we came into the room and we would just have to like shake them off the lamp with like books and shit. And they just, every single time we went,
what's a damselfly?
It was awful. I think it's like a dragonfly.
It's a girl who's really cool.
Are damselflies like the, those like flies with the really, really long legs? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think they're like, those suck. They're like mayflies, kind of.
Yeah, that's what I call them.
Ohio,
I thought damselflies were just like small dragonflies.
You're so quiet. I think it might be bigger, actually. Let me look it up. Yeah, I think it's a situation like that. It's like a harvest man or like a daddy long leg, but I think they can fly.
It's a girl dragonfly. And then
yeah, pretty much. I was at a...
Everyone knows that back in the old days, women were called damsels and guys were all called dragons.
Yes.
Well, that's why they thought they saw dragons, because they just saw a guy and they called him a dragon.
My lord, I just found a new type of guy in a cave in the forest.
It's a dragon.
Maybe the dragonflies hold the damselflies hostage.
Oh, that could be it.
Like, and they're the damsels in distress.
Damsels in a dress. Yeah. Yeah, like that old saying.
Well, so is there like a night fly?
There's got to be a night fly.
There's like a lord fly. There's like a page fly. You have all the classes of fly.
Wizard. There's a bot fly. I know bot flies.
A hummingbird should classify as a fly.
Yeah, hummingbirds are pretty much flies.
Should be called a fly.
Yeah, exactly.
A bat is a fly.
Yeah,
I'm just pretty.
My God. I have a. Oh, God.
I was gonna say,
Botflies need impressed. To plug into sockets. Just something to think about.
It's a robot fly, dude.
I'm pretty impressed that fly society has gotten to feudalism, but like hasn't gotten past that part yet. There's the damsel fly, the dragon flies, and the night flies, but they can't. There's no CEO flies or anything like that yet.
Capitalist flies coming.
Businessman fly. Proletariat fly has not advanced that far.
Well, let me wake me up when there's the president fly.
Okay? Yeah, right.
Yeah, come on. Hey, our president's pretty fly, you know?
They're right behind B society.
For a white guy, maybe.
Hey, kids, our president's pretty fly.
Anybody eating some chocolate chip right now?
No.
I loved it when Biden said that.
Yeah.
I liked it when he said he was going to hit that reporter with his car, because I'm like,
liked when he said corn pop.
Wasn't there something today when he gave a speech just about, like, interracial couples? Isn't that?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's done that multiple times.
They're selling soap, man! They're selling soap!
That's a great topic to do these days. That's definitely a hot-button issue that a lot of people care about, is interracial couples.
Yeah.
It's really funny. I was trying to find that that clip of him like talking about, you know, the interracial couples and ads or whatever. Like, it was at some CNN thing. But then I found him a separate time saying the exact same thing, like, while he was campaigning, and nobody talked about it.
It's so funny that he's our president.
You just like to think about interracial couples on his downtime.
Yes, right?
Because it's still strange to him, because he's, you know, mentally and like...
Kamala, I tried to look up interracial porn on the tube, and it's telling me I got a dang virus, Kamala.
That's Obama voice.
Listen here, Dan. Back in my day, I used to pick these DVDs up from the porno shack. Now I gotta look it up on the dang tube, and it tells me I won.
You just like
I won, Kamala. I'm the 500th visitor.
Do you think he knows his? Do you think he knows his vice president is black?
No, probably not. He's one of those guys who doesn't see color. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think some of his best gaffes are probably the ones where he's just like
addressing... Because he's so old.
He's addressing Obama, and he just says like, yeah, Rap Rock Obama, or like, my boss.
Yeah.
He just forgets Obama's name.
Yeah.
My boss.
Babak Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Hard to remember.
Yeah. He's got one of those urban names.
Brett Sombretta, okay? My old boss.
Jimmy Sombrero, the president.
No, ain't he from Kenya?
Kenyan president Jimmy Sombrero.
Jimmy Sombrero. Oh, bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm loving the current events of the week. Trust me, they're great. Oh, yeah.
Ellie Kemper. Have you heard about this?
Did you see Eve Fartlow on Fox?
She on looks Fox like, News. So cool. That's probably
that's so cool.
She rocks.
Like CNN dude. Would be more welcoming
I,
to like her.
I totally general. Understand why she Not has Max.
Well, take it easy, Philip. Come on.
Go on Fox
I swear there's a delay on Max's thing, and it's not totally his fault. It's mostly his fault, but it's not totally his fault because his mouth just isn't moving when he talks and I'm looking at him.
Yeah, I noticed that a while ago.
He's a ventriloquist, dummy.
Well, Jack lives up in fucking like Canada or Alaska or some shit, and he's doing fine.
I still don't know where Jack lives. I'm really confused.
I have fiber internet. I'm good, bro. My shit's fast.
Okay, all right. King.
All right.
Nebraska's bussing.
Dylan, do you have any horny like little limericks for us?
Yeah.
Hit us with your sweet rhymes, Dylan.
Dylan's horny corner.
Tell me about how you're gonna fulfill a Make-A-Wish request for a cancer-sick MILF.
Oh my god.
Are you gonna suck a dang shit through a straw or something in a horny way?
Okay. Jack, do you see my tweets?
Yeah, you had one recently that was like I need a bimbo bitch bouncing on my dick or something like that.
Yeah,
that's like two thumbs up. Like that's awesome, bro. I love
it. It's to that general effect, basically all of them. It's like I need a bitch to ride my shit like a donkey. Oh, yeah,
I want to suck a guy's dick so bad that I'm crying right now. Stuff like that. Right,
how about I need a homeless MILF. I need a homeless MILF.
No, go ahead.
Take your time, Dylan.
It's too good.
I need a blueberry. I need a blueberry bitch to blow me up like a balloon.
I'm dying.
Give me that Oompa Loompa pussy.
Need a homeless MILF to suck me like trying to kill me.
Well, you know, the wait was worth it. The wait was definitely worth it. I'll say that.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oh my god! Oh, that reminds me. When I was in like ninth grade, I had a friend, and he lost his virginity by like getting like a blowjob behind a shed at school by like some random girl in his class.
That's not funny.
That's awesome.
No, that's not that funny, but what's funny about it is that somehow evolved as a rumor into him going to the homeless encampment behind the local grocery store and convincing one of the toothless women there to give him head behind the dumpster at the grocery store.
It always ends up like that.
It's still kind of like widely accepted knowledge about that guy.
At least it didn't turn into him like fucking a cat or something like that. I feel like that's at least one.
Exactly. Yeah. If it's still a human, then you're good. But
so the
consenting human.
There was
the biggest like Blue Lives Matter guy that I know from my high school. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, I'm gonna just really emphasize this. Allegedly, had sex with his dog.
That's good.
Is it a German Shepherd?
I don't know.
Canine unit.
But one of my friends said that he saw a Snapchat or like a picture on someone else's phone of this guy's dog with cum coming out of its ass.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I don't know if that line's gonna make it in the final cut.
Hold on.
Who is fucking a dog and then putting that on Snapchat? Like what are you doing, bro?
Everyone can see it. Oh my god.
Giant freak.
I have like family members that
I put it on Instagram.
Yeah, if he's a Blue Lives Matter guy, he's a real freak to begin with.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Well, it's not too far.
I'm pretty sure he like posted on Snapchat about like wanting to kill protesters too or something. God, so it's like,
that's so cool. Oh, God.
I was gonna say, I have a similar limerick to something Dylan said. I need a huge bimbo bitch with double D titties who looks like she's built like a 3DO to come suck off my shit and rim me so hard.
Yeah!
Well, 3DO is like it's a console that Philips engineering made and like
I made it.
The Philips CDI.
Philips CDI. Fucking who?
I think it was the Magnavox 3DO or like the Mitsubishi 3DO. Like, you know what? Insane company like that.
I almost want to say it was fucking god damn it. What's that company that made Metal Slug?
NHK
made what?
I think it's Neo Geo. Three letters. Yeah, it is Neo. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, yeah. I don't know who made the 3DO,
but I'll look it up actually. Because I think it might be like Yamaha.
Yeah.
Yamaha 3DO.
The Sony 3DO.
I know there was that game, Plumbers Don't Wear Ties on it.
Yep.
It's proprietary. It's developed by the 3DO company.
Manufacturer's Panasonic.
Okay.
Sanyo.
Dude, Panasonic whips ass. They make some good ass fucking speakers.
Dude, huge shout out to Panasonic. They make awesome equipment. They're fucking sick. Probably like second to Audio Technica, maybe.
Honestly, if you need a deal on Panasonic equipment, go to their website and use promo code 1STAR to get 15% off anything in your cart. So.
Jack's our deal.
Yeah, or you could use Host Chat and get 100% off, but it's your choice, I guess.
Yeah, you have to go to the store to do that to get the 100%. Yeah. You walk out and say that and leave.
You have to look the minimum wage employee in the eye and tell them Host Chat, and you just have to say that. You don't have to say that it's a code.
You just say the word
host chat, and you have to make sure you're Kubrick staring at host them chat. As hard as possible. And they will give it to you for free. Yeah, just like that, Ben. Just like that.
What's a Rubik's Cube? What are you talking about?
I feel like your whole bit this episode is just you pretending not to know what things are. Like you said, Omaha.
I'm very tired. That's a pretty good bit. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, right. Way to call it out. I'm gonna do it some more.
The Rubik's Cube stare.
And pretending to be really stupid is it? It's one of the funniest things to do.
Yeah, I've been doing it forever.
I'm actually joking. Pretending. It's actually a bit that
Guys,
I'm doing it. Whatever.
I'm just pretending.
This horrible personality that I've been like showing everybody for 24 years is just like a bit.
Yeah, I'm actually really smart and everybody loves me and I've been
in character. It's like Sacha Baron Cohen going.
I'm just being ironic.
Yeah. I've just been doubling down my whole life on this bit.
Moron for 24 years of his life.
Mm-hmm. I still think it's pretty funny Daniel Day-Lewis
just acted really stupid for 30 years of his life so that he could get into character.
I was going to name a movie that he's in but I can't.
Daniel Radcliffe, Phantom Thread.
He was in Lincoln. He played
Harry Potter.
He was not Equus. In fucking.
Oh yeah, I tried to watch that.
Swiss Phantom Army Man.
It was just so boring. Was he in that?
No, that's Daniel Radcliffe. He's just doing his getting things what? Wrong.
Dude. Oh, he's doing his bit. Ah, oh, I got
oh
tricked.
Oh my god.
I was like, I've seen that movie like 30 times. I do not remember Daniel Day-Lewis being in that.
Yeah, Philip loves that movie to like a weird degree. Like he's talked to me about that, I feel like,
it's
three or four times.
Movie.
Swiss Army Man?
It's about a dead guy who farts.
It's a good movie.
It's about a farting dead guy.
That's not what it's really about. You gotta examine the themes and the metaphors that it has inside of
That's like saying Star Wars is about a gun. Like,
it is about a gun.
Star Wars is about a guy with a lightsaber.
Star Wars is about a cool glow-up stick.
And a dark father.
It's about Jackoff's gun.
It's about having a dad who's really mean.
Actually,
won't let you hang out with your cool sister.
Anyway, my favorite Daniel Day-Lewis movie is Gandhi from 1982, where he played the role of Colin.
Ooh, no.
He played the role of Gandhi.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's Gandhi's real name is Colin.
Really?
He's British.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, his name was Colin.
Seriously? Was he born as Colin?
Yeah, his name was Colin. No, it was like another mononym. So like he was just Colin, but there were too many Colins, and then he changed his name to Gandhi.
Yeah.
Colin, wait, is that real? I actually never knew that.
No.
Oh my god.
I just went on Daniel Day-Lewis's Wikipedia because I couldn't remember a single movie that he was in.
There will be come.
My favorite Daniel Day-Lewis role was in Sunday Bloody Sunday when he played Child Vandal. But here's a fun fact. He was actually uncredited for that role.
Oh, damn. Oh, yeah. I see that. Yeah, 1971. Sunday Bloody Sunday. Uncredited.
Yeah.
I knew that off the top of my head.
Yeah, John Schleichinger really had a bone to pick with Daniel Day-Lewis. He was not happy about him.
I'm not going to put you in the credits. You were too good as Child Vandal. I don't want you stealing the show.
Yeah, what if it was Daniel Gay Poois?
What if it was Manuel?
We like
Manuel Gay Poois.
What if you wore white Vans? He should play Damn Daniel. He should play Damn Daniel in the movie about Vine.
Daniel Day Lewis.
Biopic.
The movie about Vine.
Daniel Day.
The the Vine film. Daniel Day-Lewis. You guys
cool if I edit the soundboard in and post because I have to? It's so hard to use.
Yes.
Daniel Day-Lewis is King Bach cool. from Vine.
King Bach.
I'm gonna. Okay.
It's King Bach, isn't it?
I'm gonna put a slide whistle right after Jack says Daniel Day-Lewis.
Okay.
Nice. That's it. All right, man. Yeah.
I have effects on my mixer. I can really just fuck up my sound if you guys really want me to.
Put some distortion on it. Let's get some dry.
The more unlistenable.
I would probably get Ryan Reynolds to be the guy who says free Shavakadu.
Okay, I can't see what number this is, but let's just turn up the effects here.
Oh yeah, put some English on it.
Ooh.
I don't know what this is.
Ooh, whoa. That's reverb. I feel like I think that's reverb.
I feel like this is like
oh my god, evil Jack. Okay.
You're like Jack in the host chat cave.
Oh, no.
Hold up, I think I turned it off.
Jack at the Royal Host Chat Concert Hall.
Yeah, I'm doing singing. And
then, whoa, Royal man. Host Chat Philharmonic Orchestra.
I was gonna say something stupid.
Philip Harmonic Orchestra.
Philip Harmonic.
Yeah, oh my, it's mine, baby. It's all mine. The CDI, the Philharmonic, the podcast. It's all mine, baby.
Philip's run the world. CDI.
Look upon Philip's domain.
It's you playing harmonica.
The screwdriver.
Yeah, the batteries. I'm pretty sure Philips makes batteries. They make razors. You got it all, man. Yeah, that's a good bit, saying that someone's name is stuff that they have.
Yeah. I invented the type of head of the screwdriver, not the screwdrivers themselves, but...
Type of head?
Yeah, that Philip type of head.
Yeah, I love that. Horrible.
They used to have me suck on the screws until they came out, and then that's why they named it that.
Hence the Philip's head.
Well, hold on. Yeah. You would suck with it would be the screw or the screwdriver?
I would suck You're on sounding. The screw.
Okay.
I would suck on the screw, and they would rotate me around, and that's what they did since 1900.
The screwdriver is actually it's modeled after Philip's penis. Actually, the Philip screwdriver. It looks exactly like.
Yeah, that's what my looks like, but it's much bigger. It's much much bigger. It's like the size of one of those Philips head that they use on like a battleship, where the screws are like as big as a person. So they have to have a screwdriver that's like that's how big my penis is.
Like as wide as a barrel. It is shaped like a
screwdriver head. That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really big and really girthy, but it's...
I'm gonna go over the Niagara Falls and Philip's penis.
I have Philip's penis. I put like a tap in it, and I twist it open, and he just...
Starts coming up.
Fluids. Just fluids. Just come out disgusting. The side. Like a wine barrel.
Yeah,
this is nasty stuff.
I put a bung hole in Philip's penis.
I put some cucumbers up in my shit and they came out as pickles.
Oh!
So we got a beef of the week?
Beef of the week.
Oh, beef of the week!
Hold on. Do you think you could pickle a cucumber like in your foreskin?
No.
Yes. Stop.
I would see. Dude. It depends on how long it's been since you've had like a shower, right?
Yeah.
You keep that shit up, and I'm gonna change the rules.
My dick got more cheese than Cheetos.
Can we kick Ben out of the podcast?
Yeah,
you guys are so mean to me.
I'm
so mad at me. I like your foreskin pickling idea. The only problem is that when am I gonna piss?
Well, you could probably take it out.
I'm gonna have to core. I'm gonna have to like put a straw through the cucumber long ways, and then maybe try to just match the hole. And then I never would have to unwrap.
No, that's just nasty.
This is nasty stuff. Cue up the beef of the week.
Beef of the week.
Beef of the week. Beef of the week.
All right. Okay.
And I'm gonna put it in there.
All right.
Too long. You waited too long. We're skipping the second.
Jack, what's your beef of the week? Who do you want us to beef with? You
I didn't hear the second.
I have beef of the week. On. Remember? The guy.
Who's that?
No, we all get our own, right?
No?
Yeah.
My beef of the week?
We have a guest on, only the guest chooses because we're the host. We're the best hosts. Only the guest chooses the beef.
My beef is with Paul Wall right now. I'm pretty pissed at Paul Wall.
What did he say? What did he say or do?
Paul Wall is gonna be dead.
That's a fake name, made up name.
Targeted harassment campaign.
That's a cigarette. Did you say Paul Mall?
No, not Paul Mall. Paul Wall, the rapper from 2003.
Okay, we're gonna kill him.
I'm just mad because he quote tweeted somebody that had a jersey that I wanted to buy. So he had a song called "Tipping on Fofos." So somebody said still tipping on their back instead of a last name, it said 44, and he says he like quote tweeted and said something stupid and completely ruined the image for me. And I'm like, this sucks. I hate this. But I'm still gonna get the jersey, so, because I love copying. And
Paul Wall, you better watch your back. You better keep your back to the Paul Wall.
You better sleep with one eye open.
We're putting Paul Wall bastard. Against the wall.
You've got
Paul
the
Wall. Jack nuts. Is looking at you right now.
You know, Paul Wall is actually sort of a lost. All right, Wahlberg, chat fans.
I'm climbing up your Paul Walls, and I'm breaking in through your window, and I'm watching
you. I'm gonna hit Paul's back walls with my barrel-sized penis.
I'm coming down, to your Paul house, down your and Paul I'm door. Fuck your Paul wife.
I'm hitting your Paul walls. I'm hitting your Paul walls.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm gonna hit those Paul walls.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit those Paul walls.
Yeah, that's a. We're making an actual threat.
Okay, well,
this is an actionable
post chat fans. Yep. You know the rules.
This is
I'm gonna hit your Paul Walls.
I was gonna say, I'm not affiliated with this thread.
Endorsed by Jack.
Nothing are out of the question. You must kill Paul Wall. All
right, you know what?
By any means necessary. In the replies, in the quote tweets, inside of his walls, inside of his mailbox, underneath his car.
Dick down Paul Wall.
Cut his brakes.
I'm gonna make Jodie Foster so impressed.
All right, Jodie. Wait, right. Jodie Foster.
Hey, Philip went viral.
Yeah, went viral.
Philip went viral. Philip
gave me herpes.
One of my friends showed me that John Hinckley, the guy who tried to shoot Reagan in the 80s to impress Jodie Foster, got out of his mental institution and started making like love songs on.
Oh YouTube. Yeah, I saw that a bunch. That's
he didn't fave it or follow me.
I think I faved it. I don't know if I followed you.
I'm kicking you off the pod. I'm kidding. We're done now. This is just us now.
Who's John Stinkley?
Hi, Jack. It was hey, nice Jack. Not
the guy who took the bullet for Reagan is the police chief of my hometown.
Damn.
Is it Brady something?
Yeah, something like Brady. Richard Brady. I think.
I really hate that guy.
Like that. Yeah, I know. I wish he died.
That guy. This is a political podcast.
We shouldn't call him chiefs.
These are
the fuck, yeah.
Our right, new beef of the week.
No, the police in my hometown fucking suck. And I say that mostly because they've given me like 3 speeding tickets. But
they won't let me drunk drive. Going? I got a DUI. Fuck those guys.
You can't drunk drive and speed.
Well, yeah, you can.
Only
you
one.
Can. You can go super so fast.
My dad told me you never break 2 laws at once. And he was saying that as he was packing a bowl while he was driving.
That's not advice. That's true. That's you just a fact, can.
Yeah. I know it was good.
Illegal fact.
Yeah.
You can't
get
convicted for 2 things at once. You can do as many crimes as you want in one sitting.
Yeah. Yeah. So the cop says, "Sir, you're under arrest for speeding. You're under arrest for speeding and also killing 100 people." You say, "Well, I choose 100. Speeding.
I choose speeding." Yeah.
I hit a double decker bus. How did I kill 100
and
people?
And that's how Stephen Paddock got out of it.
Yeah, because Stephen Paddock got out of it.
This is what pretending to be horny looks like.
He was trespassing. Yeah. He was trespassing on the roof of the Mandalay Bay Hotel. So they charged him for that, and not the shooting.
Yeah,
Stephen Paddock, you are going away for loitering.
Well, you have an overdue library book, but you also killed 500 people. You can go in on the overdue library book.
That's a really big mistake by Osama bin Laden for choosing to go with 9/11 as his crime instead of, I don't know, like,
and not,
evading,
evading
arrest.
Stealing a gallon of milk from the store.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he broke Sharia law, like, a whole lot in, like, all that stuff in his house.
Yeah,
really?
Like,
that's true.
Osama B. Wiley.
He also pirated a lot of, he pirated cars, too,
Video
I
games
think.
Are against Sharia.
Yeah, well, it was mostly Charlie Bit My Finger that is, like, completely, like, that's... Super haram, like
yeah.
Big no.
It is written that Charlie cannot bite your finger. Quran 12:1.
He has a terabyte hard drive that's like Charlie bit my finger and like the Numa Numa guy. It's just all these like viral YouTube videos.
That's the only place other than the NFT where Charlie bit my finger exists now. Is
oh my god!
It's on us.
Yeah. He just has a petabyte of like the old. YouTube
we have
videos,
to find
like...
it. That's the new host chat quest. We have to find.
Did you say a petabyte?
No, a petabyte is bigger than a terabyte.
You said petabyte.
I did not.
What's up with us in pronouncing p words wrong?
Yeah, we had podiatrist earlier.
Podiatrist on episode 2.
Yeah.
Oh,
a beseechiatrist.
Oh,
we gotta bring up iMed.
Oh yeah, iMed.
Oh yeah, what happened with iMed and the rabid dog in the call yesterday earlier?
Oh, he like was.
trapped outside with a rabid dog or something. Like, he was like
so, what do you mean trapped outside?
So I'm Matt, one of our other hosts. He is like traveling right now. He's in an undisclosed location in the Middle East.
He's in.
Not trying to get Osama. But no, we're not.
He told me he was going to Thailand.
Nah, we're not gonna say it. We're gonna get in trouble.
I said.
Oh, sorry. Cut that out. Cut out what I said.
So
he's not in Thailand.
And yeah, he was. He just was calling us at like 3 a.m, and there was like howling from a dog, like when I left to go make a burger.
He's like,
was that what he said it was?
Guys, I'm locked out of my uncle's house, and there's like rabid feral dogs howling outside.
Oh my god.
So like, I don't know how he got back in. I think like he managed to like wake up his brother or something to get in.
Oh my god, that's awful. I know in the Middle East they have like desert dogs and stuff like that. Like Maybe not like a fennec fox, but I feel like there's probably like lions and stuff out there that'll.
Then they just call them dogs.
Lions. Yeah, the lions that escape from the like the royal palace or whatever that are roaming the streets.
It's like Minecraft. If you're outside at night, you get eaten by a zombie. Yeah.
Picturing IMAD locked outside,
banging on the door.
Oh, help! I'm gonna get eaten by dogs.
Screaming for his brother, surrounded by a bunch of howling wolves.
That's so fucking funny. It's not funny. He could have gotten mauled.
He didn't though.
I know, so it's horrible.
Funny. Yeah, but the dogs out there are like hungrier than normal dogs.
Oh, that's hey, well, he's lucky he's not a white woman, right? Because they would, you know what they would do to those dogs.
Hey. Oh, he's
not a Blue Lives Matter guy.
Come on now, Jack. Come on now.
That's gross.
All right. Yeah. Is everybody else Jack, doing a beef of the week, or is it just... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
My beef of the week is with that white woman from Ben's high school who fucked that dog.
No, it was a white man.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, you're right.
There was probably also a white woman who did it.
Yeah.
White women love fucking dogs. Has anyone noticed this?
That's true.
That's true.
That's not my beef of the week. I don't care if you fuck dogs.
That's my... Yeah,
it's fine if you do it.
So you endorse it? You think it's okay?
Yeah. Well, we're all joking around here.
Right? Yeah, there are states where it's legal.
No, I'm just pissing on your leg. We're just kidding.
You're pissing on my leg,
Zach. You're probably the first guy who's ever commented that and said that women fuck dogs.
I've never actually
invented
heard
a new type of woman.
Yeah,
they're white and they fuck dogs. No,
on a new type of guy.
White.
It's a white woman.
I found a new type of guy. He's on four legs and he's covered in fur and he has a tail.
Found a new type of guy. He's on four legs in the morning, two legs in the afternoon, and three legs at night.
Three legs in the evening.
It's a white woman and she's fucking a dog.
Okay, what's your question for Dylan? We're done with this bit now.
Don't think about it too hard.
Dylan, what's your question?
Yeah. What's Argres for your name?
Oh, that's my World of Warcraft characters.
Wags.
Oh, yeah, because awesome. I basically only use Discord for like comms on WoW, so people.
Oh, sweet!
I respect it.
I'm not sure how to get into
like podcasts that are definitely going to blow up and get huge.
Yeah, hit me up on Argres on Nomeregon. So
nice,
go.
Yeah,
give me a bitch who's about to blow up and get huge.
Like, it all comes back to that one scene in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Willy Wonka.
That scene changed my life.
That was. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet
that
it
was
did.
Crazy.
It was a real awakening for you, wasn't it, Ben?
Yeah.
Me too.
Go to reddit.com/r/blueberries.
Yeah, it wasn't so much as her getting big, it was her turning blue.
Oh no, it was both.
Well, yeah.
Oh wait, you know what? That sounds really bad. I take back what I said.
Didn't that movie come out at like a similar time?
I liked Avatar more than the Chapo guys.
Yeah. It came out at the same time as like Avatar, so I feel like that was a lot of people's like blue girl awakening.
Wait, what did you just say came out?
The new Willy Wonka movie?
Oh, I never saw the Johnny Depp one.
No, the second, the Johnny Depp Willy Wonka came out at like the same time as Avatar.
Yeah, I never saw it. I saw King Kong. I didn't see Willy Wonka.
I've never seen Avatar, so kinda...
I've never seen it either, but it's like, isn't it like 3 hours long? Like,
I remember Johnny Depp doing this with his hands in the trailer like
that's
this.
It's a time investment.
Yeah, it's way too long. Also, a lot of blue guys and, I got enough blue guys in my life. I live with a bunch of Smurfs.
Yeah, so. I think if any movie is longer than maybe 2 hours long, I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm kind of right there with you.
I watched Avatar at a time in my life when I was really depressed, so it really just...
That's beautiful.
Too many blue guys.
Fuck you.
Yeah,
the Irishman is too long. Magnolia, that movie with Tom Cruise, is way too long.
I was thinking about watching the Snyder Cut as a joke, but it's like 4 hours long.
Yeah, I think it's 4 hours and 1 minute.
Yeah, it's way.
This might be too a tangent, long. And
you just reminded me of something.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Ezra.
I was gonna say this might be a tangent. Feel free to cut this out. What about a gay porn named Manholia? It's also 3 hours.
Come on.
Well, I said
you gotta get out.
I like it.
What is
going on? Like a.
All right, this might be a tangent. This might be a tangent. Feel free to cut this out, but I hate you and kill me, please.
Yeah. All right. This might be a tangent. Get me off the show. This might be a tangent here, but what about a guy named Sexra, and he's very, very beautiful.
What about a tangent? Ooh. And it's a guy from the beautiful Mediterranean.
It's a handsome gentleman with like an orange tan. He's wearing like a suit and a top hat.
Oh, and he's the president of the United States.
Oh.
Wow.
Still? Hold on.
Dude, that's incredible.
What if fucking Joe Biden just came out of the presidential address, just dressed like a Guido from New Jersey, like spray tan?
Slick back, dyed hair.
Yeah, what if he came out orange?
Short shorts?
Yeah.
That'd be so fucking. Yeah, like frosted. What if Joe Biden had frosted tips, dude?
What if Joe Biden had a track and a huge ass? That'd be really awesome.
Oh, that'd be revolutionary.
Wait. Hold up.
Snooki Biden?
This is huge.
Snooki Biden.
Snooki Biden.
I need me a Joe Biden that's about to blow up and get huge.
Yeah, he's got Snooki hair. He's got like extensions just hanging down to his ass.
That'd be so hot.
He's got his hair done up. It's like dyed jet black.
Wait,
it would be so funny.
Listen here, Don. Kamala got me on fleet, Jack.
That sounds nothing like Joe Biden.
Listen here, situation. I don't know what he sounds like either.
Now listen here, Pauly D.
Look, Mac.
Now you look at me. You look me dead in the eyes, Pauly D. You're a bad dude.
He's from Delaware.
It would be so funny if Joe Biden came out just like looking like Donald Trump, like orange.
It would be funny if Joe Biden came out.
I understand what the problem is, Jack. I don't get it, Jack. What's wrong, Mac? Come on.
That would be probably the funniest thing that he could do.
That would be really good.
He starts tweeting like him too. He's just. Every president after him just like assumes the position of Donald Trump. They have to get the orange spray tan.
He's like a symbol of office. He looks exactly like him. Like he was like 400 pounds heavier. Bright orange, bleach hair, same haircut. Yeah, he's looking awesome. Yeah.
Exact same cartoon haircut like Donald Trump. Just the hair that comes out like a foot. It's incredible.
He's like the Johnny Bravo haircut. Donald Trump is like is like Johnny Bravo if he was 70.
Jimmy Neutron.
Every profile photo he has, his hair is just like perfectly like curled back at his neck and then just sticks out like a fucking pencil from his head.
Oh, remember this Slim Jim guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember the Slim Jim guy. Yeah.
You could play as him in Dave Mirra Freestyle BMX 2.
No, I don't remember Slim Jim guy. The only Slim Jim guy. Okay. My beef of the week is the guy who runs the Slim Jim Twitter.
That's incredibly annoying.
I want to throw him in front of a bus. No, that guy especially, because he's like an Elon Musk Dogecoin guy.
Yeah.
I hope a tragedy befalls you.
I don't like how. Yeah. They're getting like playfully horny too. Have you seen that?
It's so weird. Yeah.
I want to issue a challenge to the Slim Jim account.
Host chat challenge.
Hire Dylan.
Tweet about Slim Jims once. Just do it once. Like, come on. I don't want to hear about this bullshit. Elon Musk shit.
Yeah. Hire Dylan. Yeah.
Need me a slick beef stick to go down my throat.
I need me a Slim Jim to ride my shit all night long.
You guys can never capture Dylan's pithy essence.
Need me a milk to suck my Slim Jim.
Yeah, Philip.
That one sucked.
Good. You can't write like Dylan. He's just a visionary author of our.
Dylan is forging new great.
I feel like I'm kind of the Jack Kerouac of my age. I mean, just because my name's Jack.
Or the Jack Gill of this podcast.
Yeah, because you're kind of whack.
I'm like a Jack Patty whack, because I'm going to give you a bone, player.
I have a question.
Oh man,
Dylan has a question. Go ahead, Dylan.
Sorry, what's the?
Oh,
He's coughing. He's okay. recovering from
okay. this question. Go ahead, Dylan.
All right.
Why is Bob Marley behind you?
Oh, he's surrounding me. Trust me.
Oh, I thought that was like a joke. Look,
We got Bob Marley here. There's a Bob Marley back here. We got Ziggy Marley over there. This is just kind of everything that was in my dorm room. This is my office down in the basement.
And then you have the Kramer back there, which is, I feel like, kind of an interesting addition to have next to Bob Marley.
Yeah, well, they're kind of one and the same. They both smoke a bunch of that kush, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes!
And, you know... Yeah. They both had a really great set at the Laugh Factory. I almost said the Comedy Bone, which is like a great set. Yeah, I love Bob Marley's set.
Bob Marley had a huge ass, fat tits.
Yeah, and meet me a girl to Marley Bob on my dick or something. Working harder, Marley Bob and fuck. I don't know. I'm having a stroke right now.
It's like when I moved into my own place a while ago. I thought it'd be a funny idea to have like a room that just had a bunch of Bob Marley posters and like a chair in the middle of the room.
Smoke weed?
That's good. Not to the point where I would need like, you know, 40 Bob Marley posters. I think I bought 10 and then I threw a lot of them away after I moved out of that house because I was like, don't need these.
Why does smoking more weed make you need Bob Marley posters?
I feel like there's a clear like
there's a relation.
Yeah.
A causational one.
Yes.
There's a point of no return. As soon as you hit like maybe your fifth or sixth blunt, and I feel like you gotta go down to the poster shop and pick up Bob Marley
and then
Nirvana, you know, all the classic posters.
So part of it was I didn't feel like I smoked enough weed, but the other part of it is I found out there are not very many variations of the Bob Marley poster. I think all of them in my room right now. I used to have a third one or a fourth one that was like velvet, and it was one of those ones that you could like shine a black light on.
Yeah, magic eye.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, and I thought it was really funny to duct tape it to my wall, and then that just ruined it. So,
oh no,
because it's covered in like felt, right?
Yeah.
Laughing, imagining a guy like off six blunts trying to order a Bob Marley poster.
A guy goes, he smokes weed for the first time, goes down to the poster shop, and he can't find, or he forgets what he's supposed to buy. So he buys a bunch of Marley and Me posters. And he just has a bunch of pictures of Owen Wilson with like a golden retriever.
A bunch of pictures of like a sick baby dog.
Yeah.
Marley and Me memorabilia.
Like a store high before?
No, like I've never gone to anywhere high. I've never smoked any weed.
Yeah, you went to high school. I went to school high. That's a lot.
Oh!
No!
Where'd you come up with that one?
Yeah, you went to school high.
Off the dome out of left field. Oh, my God.
Kick.
You went to Sky High, the superhero.
Need a round
school.
Of applause I went for, to high for that sky. Killer line.
You went to high school. I did too.
You went to high school. I have my GED.
You went to high school. You seem really mature for your age. Fuck you.
All right. Well,
sorry, Max. Go ahead.
You know what? My beef of the week.
Sharing laugh, sharing love.
I have a beef of the week. Under Philip's viral tweet, I think Ben said something like, I'm going to pretend to be Jodie Foster or something like that. Something about Jodie Foster.
That was James. That was our friend James.
And then I think Ben said something like responding to that, and he got this response. And I'm beefing with this guy. Dan March from Twitter said this. The actual funny part here is little men like you who built your personality off copying 4chan are the most sensitive little snowflakes on the planet. If someone started doing any of these funny things to you, you'd be screaming mad. Log off and develop a real personality, kid.
Honestly, this guy nailed me.
Did he not block you?
I don't think he did.
Dude, he blocked like all of us.
I took nearly an entire bottle of ibuprofen when he said that.
It's, you know, it's only by the grace of God that I'm still here today.
You took a bunch of selfies of you putting like finger guns to your head and crying and being like, I just took a whole bottle of ibuprofen.
Would you care if I was gone sending that to your ex?
Yeah. Sending it to every girl that follows you on Twitter.
Sending that to your mom.
Messaging that guy that made fun of you. Do you think God can fix me?
I took a red pen and I drew lines on my wrist. Oh,
yeah, rubbing your arms with your knuckles really hard.
I took an eraser and I like.
Dylan, do you want to tell your Benadryl story? Speaking of taking lots of pills at once, do you want to tell your Benadryl story?
Oh, the Benadryl story. This is classic.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you know, your Benadryl. Story about
when you Dylan's never done drugs Benadryl. Before.
Oh, okay.
That's not true.
Benadryl's a drug. That's
true. I'm really cool. I'm really cool. I do a lot of drugs. I'm really.
Dylan
cool.
is just coughing constantly.
Yeah, I had a cough for about a month and a half.
The Benadryl. Now.
Jesus Christ, you should see a doctor, man. You have, like, tuberculosis or something.
Yeah, I went today.
Yeah, Dylan just...
That's bad.
Dylan just had COVID for a month, and he's just been going out and to parties and to prom. And
you know, I mean, it's fun.
He's on his Walter White shit, as it were.
He is the one who coughs.
All right, yeah.
So no Benadryl story, then?
What happened?
Dylan's on Benadryl right now.
Do you want to tell the story about the time that you took a lot?
Every cough is a memory. Gets
it's not very interesting, honestly. I took 6 Benadryl like one time. It was like 2 weeks ago, and then I saw like little flashes and stuff. And then music was like in 3D, and that was kind of cool. But then
that's
for
awesome.
Like four, can yeah.
Dylan, but, like, Dylan, for... Dylan, can you lie and say that you saw a crazy big monster so that it's funny to the listeners? Can you just say that for me, please?
What's funny about big monsters?
Yeah, what's so funny about big monsters?
Big monsters are funny because they're big and they're scary.
Philip is scared of Godzilla.
You have to laugh at the scary thing.
Big monsters are not funny, they're scary. I got a Benadryl story. I got a Ben Israel story. It's the time that I pretended to be...
Ben Israel story? It's about the time that you joined the IDF?
No, the time that I pretended to be Drill on Twitter, and I just copied and pasted a bunch of Drill tweets.
That was awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was so good.
That was a fun bit.
Super cool.
So
speaking
funny.
Of Israel, I have some interesting...
go ahead.
So I found out that...
Joining the IDF as well?
No, I'm not. Thankfully, I'm not.
But... Beef of the week.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. I'm thinking about it.
We already beef with Israel. We can't beef with Israel again.
Well, I keep seeing all these videos of hot girls doing, like, the anime dances and stuff on TikTok and being like, maybe I will join the IDF. the IDF cat girls. But no, I found out that Doritos has a special limited edition Israel-only bag. It's Doritos and orange bag. And the taste test here says it's slightly cheesy. These kind of remind you of the old Doritos before they changed them to nacho cheesier.
Not too much cheese.
Yeah, not slightly great cheese taste. Yeah, not great cheese taste, but not awful either. You can buy it on Amazon.
Slightly cheesy. Yeah, just like Israel.
I need the Israeli Doritos. If you're listening to this, please buy me the Israeli Doritos.
Based on this photo that's on taquitos.net, it looks like this bag was around when Pokemon Gold and Silver came out, which would have been, what, 2000? 2000? Yeah.
Wow. IDF actually stands for
Dorito bit.
Interesting Delicious Food.
interesting Dorito flavor.
I got more Doritos flavors if we want to get into that, too.
Yeah. You love Doritos.
I would love to do a deep dive into Doritos.
We're almost at an hour, but I don't mind if we go over.
No, yeah, sure.
I mean, unless you guys want to talk. I just want... there's one other one that I found that I think is kind of a cool...
Yeah, let's talk Doritos.
Chat.
Let's talk Doritos. Let's chop it up.
Okay, so this is Doritos Rings Grill flavor. Can anybody guess what these are supposed to taste like?
Sparkle. Onions? Grilled onions? Onion rings. Like a sautéed onion, maybe? Yeah.
So I think this is... I can't tell actually what language this is. I think it might be Japanese, but I'm not too sure. Anyway, they say the taste test says these ring-shaped snacks looked kind of like Ringolos or Hula Hoops, which I'm not familiar with either of those.
I believe that's British food. Like,
is it? Okay.
Yeah, I think Hula Hoops.
Yeah,
Hula Hoops are onion rings.
What is it, like a bag of beans or something?
Baked beans.
I fell asleep.
I think Hula Hoops come in like steak flavor and like pickled onion flavor, which is just disgusting.
Oh, British. Yeah, that sounds really good. Actually, chips. I'm not joking.
Chips.
Canada.
Could I pick an onion in my foreskin? You think?
We don't. Yes.
Shut up. Absolutely. Come on, that's disgusting. Yeah. Come on.
They say I doubt anyone except maybe a newborn would be able to fit a finger inside one of these. They don't even remotely resemble.
Yeah,
right. They don't. They didn't even.
Why say it like that?
Look, this is
use an infant's finger as a unit of measurement.
That's bad, dude.
Hold up. This is I'm a tie in. So this is also an Israeli guy. This might be another Israeli snack.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's makes a common sense, unit of measurement right? over there.
They said they didn't even remotely resemble Doritos tortilla chips, but true to their Doritos heritage, they were made from corn. And then it says Ringolos and Hula Hoops are made from potatoes. And they say the rings were very crunchy and tasted pretty good. They sort of tasted like more like Fritos and Doritos. So
Doritos heritage.
Jack,
pretty good.
I need to get into the Israeli food reviewing game because this guy's I could write way better reviews.
Yeah, the only mention of the food, like there was so much about how small they are, and then the one thing is they tasted pretty good.
And they weren't too Doritos cheesy.
Birthright. The Israeli food scene is so fucked. It's like it's just the worst shit ever. Like, I don't really want to get into it right now, but it's just like imagine like the worst like American restaurants, like the worst like fucking like Manhattan restaurants you can think of, and just 10 times like worse than that.
$100.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A friend of mine also
like, shit like that probably.
A friend of mine went to Tel Aviv a couple years ago, and he found a Rosa Parks pizza restaurant in Tel Aviv. And it was Detroit-style pizza, and he was completely, completely bewildered by it.
That's awful. I feel like in India, I feel like I've seen places like that, but it's Hitler pizza, and it'll have Hitler's face on the front of the establishment.
Oh my god, dude, it's so fucking insane.
It's so odd. They have like a fixation on Hitler. It's very interesting.
Yeah, clearly. Do you go inside ever?
No.
Yeah, did you go to India just to go to Hitler pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Indiana.
I was
serious.
I wish we had Hitler pizza down here.
I'm going on a food tour.
I don't want that. That's interesting that you would want to go there though.
All right. Okay. I'm seeing Doritos.
I got a story to
Go ahead, Philip.
Go ahead next.
Oh, well, I'm seeing this Doritos flavor that's winter crab pizza. I believe it's a it is a collaboration between Doritos and Pizza La. That's Pizza LA, which I'm pretty sure is like a Japanese chain pizza place.
Yeah.
And I can't read winter this, but at the bottom of the bag, it says winter crab.
That's and cool.
This pizza is just like covered in like little shrimp bits and like crab pieces. And it does not look good at all.
I wasn't allergic to shellfish. I would eat the shit out of that.
Winter crab chips. Yeah, I don't.
What the fuck? Know. Okay, I got a story to round out the episode with. So I'm doing a final round after this for my social psychology class, and it's fine, but the class was so fucking bad. Like the teacher, it's a Zoom class, so like nobody ever talks in the class. There were like three people, and for like a week, one of the guys wasn't showing up. And she said, has anyone seen Jeff in one of the Zoom meetings? And someone said, oh, yeah, I just talked to him. It's like, oh, okay. I was just about to call the police to do a wellness check on him because I do that for my students a lot.
Oh, my God.
Which is so fucking insane to me.
I was going to call a hitman on my student.
I thought she was setting up like a my name is Jeff joke. And she was going to be like, oh, have you seen Jeff? Yeah, my name is Jeff.
That's my name.
Have you seen Jeff? Yeah, these nuts.
yeah, I hate it when my teachers do that to me. Yeah. Oh, do you know Joe? Oh, yeah.
Both of these Jeff.
I'm looking more
dragging
Japanese
this Jeff
pizza.
Jeff across your chin.
Japanese pizza.
I got another Zoom meeting story. So it was in my like political science class, and I was like at a friend's house, and I woke up like 5 minutes before class, and I got in there, and I was like a little hungover, and I was just hanging out. And she's in the middle of a lecture, just, like, talking about, fucking whatever. I don't remember. But, all of a sudden, this guy just unmutes and goes, damn, this broad just keeps yapping. In the middle of the fucking lecture, dude. And the professor's like this tiny little Russian lady.
Oh,
so she goes like, Simon, your mic is unmuted.
Simon.
Simon. Simon. Do not call me.
I just beat red with secondhand embarrassment. It was so bad.
That's awful.
Oh my God.
On the first day of class.
I dropped the class.
On the first day of class this past year, Somebody typed in the chat, like the teacher was playing music to sort of motivate us or whatever during class, and somebody typed in the chat, "Can you play the ISIS anthem?" And then they followed it up with, you know, ISIS, like the terrorists.
Fuck.
They have an anthem?
Did they just not realize?
I don't know.
Oh my
ISIS
god.
Anthem.
I don't.
Wait, what's their anthem? Actually. Can you guys play it right now?
We
should end it with that.
That's our outro.
We'll put the ISIS anthem at the end of this episode.
Goodbye, goodbye and glory to the Islamic State.
All right, great episode, everybody. Thank you to Jack from the One Star Podcast. Thank you, Jack, for coming on by. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Jack. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. It was a good time.
Listen to One Star.
You're welcome back anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack, do you have anything to plug? You got your Twitter at
Bacon_Dick. I'm sorry about the name. I made it in 2012 and I can't change it.
I like it.
Good name.
I like it.
I can't change it.
What's wrong with Bacon Dick?
Kind
of thing. It's too epic, you know what I mean? So at Bacon Dick and give me a follow. It's Bacon_Dick.
Right.
Also, my podcast, One Star. We talk about Google reviews. Check that out if you haven't already. It's a
great podcast. It's hilarious.
It's awesome.
Very funny.
It's good.
You got any shows coming up or anything like that? Any live shows?
Nope, not right now. We're going to be doing another live show at an anime convention, but the anime convention just got canceled because the hotel that they were going to hold it at is getting demolished. So,
what the hell? Come on.
So we'll see. We'll see about that.
I give that hotel one star.
Any advice for the listeners? Just a nugget of wisdom, maybe.
Wake up early. Yes, go to bed late.
There you go.
Oh, that's good. I like that. That's sort of a
don't sleep.
Hustle mindset.
Post chat.
Good luck with all your future endeavors.
Bye bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.